January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. We're on a roll, on a honey.
American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate your visiting with us this evening. Okay, or us visiting with you and you allowing that. At any rate, we're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answers. We are the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you once again from the Relax in Comfort Studios. And, of course, you can also listen to us on AM660TheAnswer.com or download the free, and it is still free and available, Answer Orlando app. All right, got a little bunch of stuff going on this week, so I'll get to the details here in just a minute, but let me just go ahead and say the chairman of the board is in the studio with me tonight. Of course, that'd be Mike McBath. How you doing?
Chris, it's great to be here, but the main thing I got to kick out of this weekend, you know, we've been pretty negative on the NFL, but you had to see part of the Bills game yeah. In that snow, 1.5 feet of snow on the field. I mean, that's where real men play football.
Did you ever, when you were playing for the Bills, have to play in something like that?
Yeah, one of my one and only great plays, we were playing the Cincinnati Bengals in a blizzard, and the old stadium was called the Old Rock Pile, and the wind would stir around, and you couldn't see 10 feet, and Greg Cook was in the process of handing a ball off to the fullback. He slips in the mud. And he hands the ball off to me, so I get a little bit of a run-in with the ball. And I'm the defensive end coming in because the other guy fell down. I said, well, thank you.
Did you score?
I wished I did, but no. I tripped in the mud, too.
Until after the game, right?
But that's the Buffalo atmosphere. That's why they're the Buffalo Bills.
All right. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. On the bridge, we once again have Nick LoCicero. And because we are live, we invite you to call us at 407-774-8255. And before I forget again, I got to get back into the habit of this because we'd been off the air for a while because Talk America Radio Network had been struck by lightning, but you can now listen to our show in its entirety, rebroadcast at midnight tonight, Eastern Time, on the Talk America Radio Network. That's talkamericaradio.us, Liberty Channel. Okay, so let me first of all tell you what's all going on this week. Now, normally we would have Abe Katzman with us today. He couldn't join us today. We're looking forward to trying to get him lined up for Wednesday, and we'll be talking about the repercussions and things that have been happening since President Trump made the declaration last Wednesday of Jerusalem being the official, and we will now recognize it as such, the capital of Israel. By the way, the president didn't slam the door on the Palestinians, as Abe said last week. You know, there is a portion of the city that could still be declared a capital of Palestine.
Right.
So
he said like it's something like a third. That's a pretty big portion.
Yeah. So anyway, Abe won't be here today, but he'll be here later this week. John Barros will be in the second hour of the show. Now, as far as what's going on here, you know that we're in the middle of our Merry Mission Christmas, a 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, or Christmas, as we like to say around here, Radiothon. And this is being sponsored by Thompson Jewelers and made possible by the Salem Media Group. And it's to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And it's still going on. As a matter of fact, I hope you caught part of or all of the show today from the Orlando Airport Chrysler Dodge Jeep location. They were really hospitable and generous to host a live remote broadcast to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. So, well, we're going to do the same thing. So you got two opportunities to come out and join us this week for a live or two remote broadcasts. Because tomorrow night, we're going to be broadcasting live from Cafe Positano. The great folks over there, of course, Pasquale Barba
right.
and his
we'll
brother.
Have to try their cuisine while they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on over, and if you come over and you make a donation of $45 or more, we'll give you a gift certificate that you can use at Cafe Positano.
Pretty good deal.
Not a bad deal at all.
Yeah, it just cuts the price of dinner in half.
That's right. So depending on how big your dinner is. But
or your martini, come on.
Right, you know? Come on over and join us, and we'll give you a 20% off coupon that you can use tomorrow night.
Very good.
Okay?
I like
so,
that.
So, you know, if you come over there and really have a big splash, well, you can pay for your donation with the coupon, right?
Very good. I agree.
And we might do some contests and stuff like that over there, too. But, you know, we're putting this together. But the main thing is we want to help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission because they do so much to help the homeless folks here in Central Florida, the folks who don't want to be homeless and perhaps most likely never intended to be homeless. And but they are. And we've talked about it. And so tomorrow night we're going to be joined by the folks at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission at Cafe Positano. And we're devoting the show to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And we'll be coming to you live from Cafe Positano.
One question,
so we'd
Chris,
love to have you come out and join us.
Will the owner be given any form of golf lessons because you're playing in a tournament this weekend with him?
Well, we can sign people up for the tournament, too,
that's true.
Right?
Hey, let me tell you something. In all seriousness, on that tournament, which is, you know, we're looking at Eagle Creek, you know, Saturday at 8 o'clock, Reggie Branch has just entered, and he can take two guys. So if two guys call in, want to play with Reggie, you know, Super Bowl player who's the funniest guy you ever met, there's two spots open. It just opened up because he just committed to it the other day.
He makes a round of golf.
Oh,
go
is
by
he
really
funny?
Fast.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's worth the price of admission not to even play golf.
That's right. And so you'll love it. So tomorrow night we're going to be at Cafe Positano, and you're all invited to come and join us. It'll be the regular show hours from 5 to 7. Friday, we're going to be at the Orlando Rescue Mission itself over there on West Washington. We'll give you more details tomorrow as we begin to wind down the Radiothon. Now, the Radiothon goes through Sunday, okay? So Friday's not the last day, but it'll be the last day that we'll be able to do a live remote broadcast. So we're going to culminate over there on Friday, and you're welcome to come and join us for that as well. And you'll be able to meet the people who make that place work over there, and you'll be able to meet some of the people who are the beneficiaries of the great work that they are doing over there. And
I noticed that Tim Johnson, you know, a former NFL, and I mean a great NFL player for the Redskins, who's a Penn Stater.
Yeah.
I know he was in here in the studios the other night talking about you know, this aspect that we've been talking about charity-wise. And, you know, he's a very religious person. He's actually a minister here locally. Nice to see them contributing his time.
Right. And we'd love to have you come in and make a donation tomorrow. That'd be cool, but you don't have to wait until then. Or if you can't make it, and you know you can't make it, please make a donation tonight if you can afford it. The number is 888-234-8800. 888-234-8800. I know some of you out there have had a pretty good year in the market.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people have a little bit bigger pockets after the Trump rally here. So
that's right, you know, and this would be a good way to sort of build up the good karma going into the next year.
Yeah, you're going to feel good about yourself and what you've done for others, and I think next year is going to be a good year, so let the change roll.
888-234-8800 is the phone number. And so once again, we're honored. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to participate in things like this. And it'll be an honor and privilege for you, too, to participate in things like this alongside of us. So, and by the way, you folks have been coming through so far. So we'd like to, you know, kind of keep the momentum going, sort of build up a tidal wave, if you will. So so that's our schedule for this week. But we still have time to do a contest on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. And this doesn't stop, does it, Chris?
No. So shall we go ahead and give the challenge right now?
Yeah, I think we can do that because you can start contemplating your entry, and we all know we're headed to Christmas, right? So what comes right before Christmas? It's called Christmas cards. We all know what Christmas cards are, right? So think of the politician, the world leader, the movie star that you would like to send a personal handwritten Christmas card to, and just let us know what the message inside the card is, because we'll be happy to convey that to our listeners.
Except you got to keep the four-letter words out.
Oh, yeah,
out.
We have a few. That's why we have Nick back there clicking you out if anything flies too far off the handle. But
let's not,
there'll be a lot of unique messages this Christmas to the recipient.
Right. And so that will be Thursday. It will be our regular contest night. And we'll look forward to those entries. Okay, I tell you what, since we're already up against a break, we'll go ahead and take the break right now. When we come back, we'll get to the day's news. You got, of course, the terrorist attack in Times Square this morning. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the tax bill is coming together. We'll talk a little bit about what happened in the market today. Of course, today is the election eve in Alabama. Tomorrow is the days when the polls are actually open and beyond absentee balloting. And so we'll talk about that. And we talked a little bit about that last night and something I called the Roy Moore factor and the remedy to the Roy Moore factor. All right, so we got a lot to do tonight, and we're going to have a big week, and we hope that you folks can join us. I know it's short notice, but hey, this is the holiday season.
Gotta ad-lib. Be happy and be merry.
Yeah, let's get out and have a little fun. Tomorrow night, Cafe Positano. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic slowdown starting in Longwood, and that continues all the way past downtown and into the Millennia area. It clears up after the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to around Pine Hills, and the 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested. The 408 westbound coming off of I-4 is a little bit congested. You clear up right after Tampa Avenue, and the 408 eastbound is fairly clear. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
To the moon, Alice! To the moon!
That would be sexual harassment, Chris. I don't know. You know, this day and age, think about
don't
that show.
Don't you remember what show this
I
is?
I love Jackie Gleason.
The Honeymooners.
Yeah, you're not kidding. The Honeymooners. I watched. That shows how good TV was long ago when you can film an entire show in one room.
And right? You know, they did not rehearse.
I know. I didn't know that, but boy, no, that was a funny show. But when you think back about it, oh, my God, he would be in trouble if he's running for office. He threatened his wife, according to them.
To the moon, and he'd shake his fist at her.
Yeah,
right?
That was harassment, man.
Of course she would always just sort of stand there and fold her arms, and he would wilt like a, you
know. She would call him out, you know what I mean? And then Ralph Crandon and
all
that.
I think there's a lesson for all of us in all of that. Yeah. But anyways.
Simplicity does work in TV.
Right. You know? Well, anyway, the reason why we played that tonight is because the president came out this afternoon. He issued an executive decree instructing NASA to begin to plan once again to put astronauts on the moon and beyond. Mm-hmm. And both he and Vice President Pence spoke today as they made the announcement. And once again, he's challenging the country to do big things.
The other thing, too, in putting them on the moon, I would have to believe you'd be consistently refining your missile capability when you think so?
Well, certainly. It takes a big one to get up
there.
That's
what I'm saying is I think you would be doing a pretty good job working on it.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, it seems like every year or so, we would do a field trip to the Science Center down here in Lock Haven Park.
Right.
Of course, it's different now.
Right.
But for a long time there, a lot of it was devoted to the future. And it was like 1950s, the view of the future, right?
Right.
And we were supposed to have outposts on the moon by the turn of the century and all of that stuff. So it can still happen. But anyway, the president challenged us today. In the meantime, this morning in New York City, Times Square, another terrorist tried to detonate a bomb and kill a bunch of people. Death took a holiday, however, this morning. And the bomb fizzled out for some reason. It was probably not very well made. It didn't explode in its fullest capacity. And the only New Yorkers who were injured were minor injuries other than the bomber himself. Turns out he's a Bangladeshi who came here on the chain migration plan, as they call it. In other words, one member of a family comes over, and then all the rest of them come along,
sounds like
too.
A cruise. Put me on the chain migration cruise, please.
Right. It reminds me of an episode of MASH where the surgeons save a general's son, and so the general pays him off by giving them an officer's club for their MASH unit, right?
Mm.
So Frank Burns, though, enforces the rule that it's officers only. So at the end of the show, they come up with their way around it. They get the general in there, you know, and then the general's son comes to the door, and they're getting ready to welcome him in, and old Hawkeye goes over there and says, oh, no, he can't come in. Your wife gave birth to an enlisted man. And the general goes, well, that is the tradition. And he says, but we can make an exception for family members.
Oh,
and the general
chain
says,
migration.
General looks at Henry Blake and says, what do you think, Henry? And Blake, of course, goes, well, whatever you think, General. And sounds good to me, so. Then the rest of the camp all comes in. They're all cousins or nephews.
It's sort of like what's happening now, right?
You get the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny then. I'm not sure is that funny right now.
No, it's not funny at all.
Yeah,
and,
not at all.
Fortunately, as I said, no one was killed today, but not because the guy didn't want to. It was just because he screwed it all up. He's alive. He's in custody. He's in Bellevue, where they actually have a jail unit there. Mm-hmm. And he is... they've already affiliated him with the Islamic State, ISIS, said he was inspired by them.
Have we connected him up with our welfare programs and everything yet?
Not sure about that yet, but that's that remains to be seen.
I know.
I can see a guy wanting to get out of Bangladesh, though, but nonetheless...
that's not our problem.
That's not our problem, exactly. And the president, of course, is calling for Congress to do something about this. This along with the lottery system, which was the guy who drove the truck down through the bike path. Remember, he was in here on the lottery system.
Right.
And he won the lottery, and then the rest of his family came in by the chain migration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy, somebody else in his family, either won the lottery or came here, however, and then he was able to benefit by coming as part of the chain, you see?
And, you know, when you saw his employment history, which wasn't much of anything, you just wonder, why do we let these people in? I don't get it. And you try to play this role at, you know— we're all humans. We want the best for everybody. But you know what? We want the best for our citizens first.
Well,
I guess that's America first, isn't it?
Well, this is the liberal way of doing it, okay? You roll the dice. That's what a lottery system is. Only the lottery system is stacked. Mm-hmm. The lottery system is stacked so that they're going to get people who are, shall we say, diverse races and cultures.
In other words, Democrats.
Right.
Right.
Where diversity is more important than, say, utility.
Responsibility, education, intellect.
Utility, you know, in other words, being able to do something to be productive.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't see what you're saying.
Another example, and of course, the media, it's interesting because the media is barely covering this today. As a matter of fact, MSNBC, MSNBC. Well, on one instance, you would think that they'd be all over this, saying, "And you see, we told you that if he declared Jerusalem the capital, this was going to happen." Now, this guy probably doesn't even know where Jerusalem is, right?
He can't spell it.
But the point is, they are not doing that, and presumably they have their own reason, and it is that this is another example of, you know, opening the door to just any old body to come in here and hoping that they'll be okay.
This is a sanctuary city, right? New York, right, is a sanctuary city.
Right,
so can you imagine the amount of these people in circulation?
Yeah.
Do you think anything's going to happen in the next 4 years? You're not kidding.
And then there's the
old,
if you see something, say something thing, which I've been railing on because it's useless to say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, but people are afraid to say things because they don't want to be called a racist or whatever. And then you had de Blasio and these guys out there this morning. It shows you that see something, say something works because what did they do when this happened?
That blew up. No wonder they saw it. It already blew up, you idiot. You know?
Exactly.
Hey, did you see it blow up?
Right.
Yeah, I saw it blow up.
According to the Port Authority, he detonated it himself.
I know.
It wasn't a struggle. He was trying to kill people, and fortunately, it fizzled. And so it's once again, death took a holiday today, but it is another indication that President Trump knows what he's talking about, and all these yokels up out there, you know, saying that he's stirring the pot and stuff like that, have got it, of course, backwards.
And think how easy it was for this guy to put himself right in the middle of the streets.
Right there.
Right there.
Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Right there.
Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
Subway
it's so
station.
Hard to do this. Yeah, right.
And by the way, this is the profile that the Islamic State has called for.
Right.
We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. I hope you'll be with us.
FM 105.5. 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon is allowing transgender people to enlist in the military beginning January 1st, despite President Trump's opposition. The new policy reflects growing legal pressure on the issue. Potential transgender recruits will have to overcome a lengthy and strict set of physical, medical, and mental conditions that make it possible, although difficult, for them to join the armed services. A White House spokeswoman says a pipe bomb explosion in New York City's subway system shows the need for immigration reform. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday that Congress should work with the president, stressing the need to protect our borders and calling for a merit-based immigration system. Authorities have identified the attacker as 27-year-old Akayat Ullah, originally of Bangladesh. On Wall Street, the Dow by 57 points, the NASDAQ rose 35, the S&P advanced 8, oil up to $57.99 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News and the latest Answer traffic now.
A man is in custody for stabbing a 70-year-old man on Sunday afternoon. Gregory Hood was arrested and charged with attempted murder after he stabbed a man in his home on Leslie Ann Avenue in Ocoee. The man was found by police with multiple stab wounds. Police searched for Hood, who was found a short distance away from the scene and is being held in the Orange County Jail without bond. Two people are in the hospital, and part of Oak Ridge Road was shut down due to an accident involving a tractor trailer and an SUV this morning. The SUV caught fire, and a person was trapped in the SUV, but a police officer used multiple fire extinguishers to prevent the person from burning. One of the people suffered life-threatening injuries, and the other has minor injuries, but is expected to recover. It's 66 degrees right now with an expected low of 44 degrees. Your weather details are coming up in just a moment. And happy National App Day. Check out the latest on our SRN News Update coming up. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic slowdown starting in Longwood, and that continues all the way past downtown and into the Millennia area. It clears up after the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to around Pine Hills, and the 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested. The 408 westbound coming off of I-4 is a little bit congested. You clear up right after Tampa Avenue, and the 408 eastbound is fairly clear. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Tri-Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Okay, and we're back when we're the American adversaries. All right, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, I am Christopher Hart along with Michael McBath. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios tonight. You can call us at 407-774-8255, and you'll be able to call us once again at that number tomorrow night, but we're going to be live at Cafe Positano tomorrow night, and we invite you to come out and join us and join all the great folks, or at least a lot of the great folks from the Orlando Union Rescue Mission.
Some of our contest winners with all those certificates.
Yeah, if you got a gift certificate.
They can come out and have dinner because we'll be having dinner there afterwards.
Yeah, if you've got a gift certificate you already got, you can use it tomorrow night. And then what you get for if you give a donation tomorrow night for showing up and
double
everything, you can use that. Well, you can't double up, but you can use that later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, but definitely if you come down and you make a donation, and we'll definitely make it worth your while. But certainly just come on out and join us at the Orlando Cafe Positano to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission.
Tell them how big the pizzas are, though, in all seriousness.
Oh,
they're just phenomenal.
Huge.
Pepperoni pizzas, oh, boy.
And delicious. And if you like something real simple, just ask for like the way Pasquale makes his, and that is simply a cheese pizza with lots and lots of garlic.
Ew.
What are you talking about? It's delicious.
I don't want that. Now, you know, you might.
Well, you can get what you want, then.
Yeah, I want to forget that.
Anyway, if you would like to make a donation, and once again, we're this radiothon, we're pushing through the end of this week, which through Sunday, okay? The number is 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. And, of course, they need help year-round, but we'd really like to help them out for this Merry Christmas marathon.
Chris, the one thing I still remembered is last week when that gentleman who was the president of it, right, was here.
Yeah, Freddie Clayton.
Yeah, Freddie, and he talked about this children's situation, how they actually care more than just feeding them and dressing them and sending them to school, that they actually tutored them through their difficulties, whether it be in math, language, whatever. Yeah. And to me, that is about as great as you could ask from any organization. And better than a lot of these kids living at home with parents that aren't parents or aren't there.
Yeah.
So what an opportunity to make better citizens.
And it is totally faith-based and bringing Christ into the lives of these people and nurturing it so Christ will be always in their life. That's the Orlando Union Rescue Mission tomorrow night with us at Cafe Positano, and we hope you can join us there as well. Okay, so the terrorist attack went off this morning. It did fizzle, but it was nonetheless a terrorist attack, and even the authorities were quick to declare it as such. And it did have a slight effect on the market. I mean, the market was looking to be up about 50 or 60 points, and then it sort of flattened.
Yeah, when you see a terrorist attack in the heart of America, New York City, right, you would think there'd be a little bit of a quake there. And there really wasn't much of a quake, and we ended up...
Because it wasn't much of a terrorist attack.
It wasn't much of a terrorist attack.
Even though it was an attempt, and it was an attack.
It was an attempt. It was an attack. It was in New York City. It did get a lot of publicity.
Right.
And the market ended up plus 57, and guess what? That was a 66th close in 2017 at a record for the Dow, record for the S&P. You know, we got to be extremely excited about what's going on. And particularly, I think, as we finish this Christmas time up, there won't be anything real negative that's going to wax this market. So I think you're going to get a further ride. Maybe it would be amazing if they went through 25,000. You know, we're at 24,385. You got about a week and a half. But this tax thing is going to be very important. I could see if they get it through before Christmas. You know, that next week could be an awful lot of fun in the marketplace. We'll see.
President Trump is planning to give a speech on Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The venue is still up in the air, which is being billed as the final argument for the tax cut plan. And the conferees should be already working on it from the House and the Senate. They've already been designated and been approved by both bodies. And it shouldn't be too long before we begin to see the final package. And once again, the president is scheduling a speech on Wednesday. By the way, did you see his speech Friday night in Pensacola?
I loved it.
Oh, classic
Trump. It was the old Trump.
Classic
mean, he was
Trump.
There,
yep.
And he ad-libbed. I love watching, as we've always said, the people behind them. Watch their faces. They tell you how much they're amuse, entertain, admire this individual. It's that, great. It's just great.
The lady right over his left shoulder.
She was having a blast.
Oh, she was having a blast.
And then I remember he was talking about Blacks for Trump, and there was a bunch of, and they were all jumping up and down, cheering and everything. But you know what? For what he's accomplished in the last year's time, we should all be out there. I've never seen a president accomplish so much with so many people working against him.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And it was classic Trump, and he did once again endorse. He didn't use the word endorse, but he encouraged people to vote for Roy Moore. I love the way he did it, too, because he was like right in the middle of his speech, and then he points at some guy in the audience and goes, and I love this guy right here. He's down there saying, vote for Roy Moore. And so then he went into a little riff about voting for Roy Moore. And he's making a political argument. There's no question about it. But it is a sound political argument, and that is that we Republicans can't afford to lose a Senate seat, especially this time when they only have two to play with, right?
No, that's
that
right.
Means you'd only have one to play with. And no less of the scofflaws, right?
Right.
So he's calling for that. He has done a robocall that was paid for by the RNC, and that has been going out all day today in Alabama, and I presume into the evening hours. And the polls are still all over the place. It's interesting.
Just depend which one you're looking at.
Yeah, you know? Fox did a poll, and their poll shows the Democrat with a 10-point lead. There's another poll out that shows Roy Moore with a 9-point lead. I got to think that it's somewhere in between, that whoever's going to win is probably going to win by 4 or 5 points. I got a feeling it's going to be Roy Moore, but you never know. Frank Luntz did a focus group. Did you see any of
funny.
That?
Oh, he was shocked by the results, right?
It's things I must admit there were echoes of what we've talked about on this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that what was things that we've brought up, things that callers have brought up, things that Pierce Outlaw brought up on our show the day the stories broke. And that is that back in those days in Alabama, and that's 40 years ago, and it's kind of funny to be saying back in those days, but things have changed a lot. And it was interesting to see people in that focus group echoing the very things that we had said about the culture in Alabama.
Well, Alabama, if you were from up north, that was usually done for a lot of political jokes and cultural jokes way back then. I mean, I remember that. That was always, and it wasn't very nice. It was rather crude, but, that's the way it was.
Well, speaking of that, this morning on the morning joke itself.
He is a joke.
With the morning joke as the host and his joke-ess co-hostess. They got a pretty good laugh out of it, out of these people's attitudes, and a reality that in Alabama, people are looking at all of these accusations and things with a grain of salt, and they're even saying, even if they are true, that was back then, and stop me. It's interesting that after 4 weeks, they've contemplated it and they've come to the conclusion that Roy Moore is more believable, or at least he's a better bet than these accusations.
The other thing, Chris, is I think what sits in the mind of every single person, voter, non-voter, is why did this just come up when he ran for office at this specific time?
Yeah.
And it never came up before during any other of his elections.
Right.
This, to me, looks so phony. You know, no offense to those women, but come on. I'm not sure I buy the story.
You got to know that if you decide not to say something when something happens, and this goes for men and women, okay, this goes for anybody. If you decide to stay silent after you have been wronged, violated, crime committed against you, whatever, the longer you wait to report it, the harder it's going to be credible, to get people to believe you. Let's say you're on your way home tonight and some guy tries to carjack your car, but he doesn't get your car, but he gets your wallet. And you decide to wait until next week to report it to the police. What's the first question they're going to ask you? Why did you wait a week? Don't you know it's going to be much more difficult to find the person and prove a crime now? What, do you think it's going to be any easier after 40 years? You see, the lesson for the women is speak up or forever hold your peace. Because every day you wait, the less likely it is going to be that people take you seriously. Now, in this environment where everybody's in hysteria, it's all, okay, well, let's all have our confessional, you know, down at the local Catholic church and get it all out, and everybody's going to believe us and everything. But we talked about this on the show last night. The National Organization for Women and other feminist groups have come out and said, it's okay if some innocent guys get burned in the process as long as
now,
we get the guilty
out. What a statement.
Right.
It's horrendous.
It's and it's totally exactly opposite of the way our judicial system is designed. Our judicial system is designed such that, I think it was a Supreme Court justice or could have been Lincoln or somebody said this, that in, with our judicial system, the way it's designed is we would prefer allow 10 guilty go free than one innocent go to jail.
So you didn't mind what happened at Duke? Or any of these other places?
Well, according to them.
That's what
see,
I mean.
See, they have reversed the standard.
I know, they reversed it because now they're trying to change the rules of the game.
You see, for them, it's okay for three at Duke to be falsely accused, right, as long as some one person is rightfully accused.
Right.
You see, and that's not our the American
it's
way.
Not how it's not supposed to be done that way.
No. That's why we have the 4th, 5th, 6th, and all these other amendments in the Constitution to protect the accused. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so, how many times have we been frustrated that the accused have in our minds, maybe been overprotected? But those protections are there because our judicial system is set up to prevent at all costs an innocent person being convicted of a crime that they did not commit. Now, in the case of, say, Michael Flynn, they get around that by entrapping you into the crime, right? Mm-hmm. They basically fool you into it. If most people in Alabama feel the way the people in the Frank Luntz's focus group, I'd put my money on that poll that says that Roy Moore is 9 points ahead. By the way, Steve Bannon is going to make a campaign appearance with him tonight.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. I wonder if that's going to be on TV.
I'm sure it'll be on Fox. I would imagine, anyways. It might be on the other stations as they try to run Moore down. By the way, the ranking senator Shelby. Of Alabama has come out over the last 24 hours and condemned Roy Moore, said it'd be better to vote for the write-in guy, and he voted by absentee ballot and wrote in a Republican.
But this was pre-planned by him, I'll bet you, 5 weeks ago.
Well,
I'll tell you why. Because he knows I can say it right now, everybody will forget it, and whatever they're thinking is going to happen. His telling and revealing that isn't going to change about it.
So you're saying it's a CYA for him.
Yeah, right. That's all that is. Oh, by the way.
Right. It could very well be.
Yeah.
But then there's also the big possibility that Roy Moore wins this thing tomorrow, and the Democrats are going to try to use that against, of course, still against him, but also against Donald Trump and any and all other Republicans. By the way, they lit into Sarah Huckabee Sanders today with all the questions about Trump's accusers out there, right? Now, over the weekend, Nikki Haley, while she was being interviewed about UN stuff, and of course the question comes up, does she believe Trump's accusers? And she said, she believes that all accusers should have the right to be heard.
And they should also, we should have the right to question them in greatest detail, as revealed by Moore's woman who they faked.
Doctored the autograph.
Right. And the problem is these women aren't questioned, and the only people who are questioned are the meathead media who are on their side that just throw them softball after softball and don't really dig into the facts. I mean, I love to question them. I'm not sure it'd go as smooth as they would like, you know.
Well, it's fair that they should have to,
without a doubt.
Right, and once again, this is why it is important for women and men when they are assaulted in some fashion that they report it immediately, so that it is far easier to substantiate the charge. You can round up witnesses. You can perhaps get physical evidence. There are a number of things that can be done that can't be done 40 doggone years later.
Impossible. That's why I think that you throw it all out.
Well, it ain't going to be thrown all out.
No,
but as I said, the accuser, it should be incumbent upon the accuser to prove the charge rather than the other way around. Because that's the way our judicial system is set up. And you shouldn't get a pass if you wait 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening now. These accusers of Roy Moore are being given a pass by the media and liberals and others because they waited 40 years.
But see, everybody knows that they can't really prove what they say.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
That's why it's so important for women when it happens to say something about it and don't wait 40 years. That's got to be one of the lessons here. Okay? So it's like any crime. If you wait 40 years to report it, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to prove, isn't it?
You know what my question to them would be? Where'd you go on your vacation 40 years ago?
Yeah.
I guarantee not one of them knows. None. Right. Zero.
Well, of course, they would say
that. I know. Well, that wasn't as traumatic. Oh, right. It wasn't as traumatic when you're down the Cayman Islands partying and getting drunk and everything. Oh, that's right.
Well, the bottom line being that you know, if we're going to change the culture and change the way people behave, women are going to have to step up to the plate.
The feminist opportunists now on the Democratic side want to change. They want to go from a wild chick smoking pot, you know, from free love into Virgin Mary. Is this what they're trying to transform themselves into?
Well,
that's what it sounds like to me. This is a joke.
Well, that's so.
That's a pretty good definition. I call it a street definition. You know,
okay. That's definitely one perspective, and that's certainly the idea. It conveys the idea.
Right. All of a sudden, right? These people are like, wait a second. You were the same one smoking dope when Haight Ashbury in the late '60s, Nancy Pelosi. What are you talking about?
Well, certainly a number of them were, but the bottom line is, you know, just from a believability, provability, that sort of thing. You know, you come up with accusations 10, 20, 30 years later, 40 years later. You got to expect people to sort of raise their eyebrows and say, really?
40 years later.
All right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's yet to be seen what will happen tomorrow. Now, should Roy Moore win, the Democrats won't necessarily be, you know, heartbroken like they were last year when Donald Trump won.
They're going to try to go from the problems in their Congress and convert it to the White House on these sexual attacks.
And use it as campaign rally material for 2018 and 2020.
Right.
So, last night I proposed a remedy to their strategy.
Ooh.
We actually even ran a little contest to see if people could, you know, sort of think along my way of thinking. So we'll take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the idea that I proposed last night, which actually came up against some objections, you might say. And they were objections well put. So I'll try to address those as I give you my remedy for what I call the Roy Moore factor, which is what, if he wins tomorrow, the Democrats are going to be running on next year. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Don't forget, please come out and join us tomorrow. I know it's short notice, but hey, this is the holiday season.
Oh,
Cafe
yeah.
Positano, great place to come and have a great
Italian
meal.
Italian Christmas? No. Italian Christmas food? Yeah, okay.
Sure. They got the cookies and
spaghetti,
stuff over
meatball,
there.
Spaghetti, meatball.
No, no, no. Where the hostess is. They got the holiday cookies and stuff. Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken a advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic east and westbound starting in Longwood, and that continues all the way past downtown, clears up right around the turnpike. You have an accident on I-4 eastbound right before the 441, and you have two accidents on I-4 westbound starting in Maitland. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4. Highway 408 is congested on the 408 ramp coming off of I-4 westbound all the way to about Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Now, Chris, who would be your Mr. Grinch right now in politics? If you had to give me one name, it comes to your mind.
Hair Mula.
You would pick him.
Yeah.
I think I'd go with Chuck Schumer. He just has a horrible edge on it. And when you
That's
look
what Aubrey Codd said last night.
How about that? I didn't even, you know, and then think about this. When we see that woman every time he's on TV that sits to his left with that frown on her face, that frown's been there for 20 years. You talk about
when
a happy
speaks,
camper?
When
not.
He speaks. Mm-hmm. When he speaks in the well of the Senate,
yeah, you're
watch.
A mean one, Chucky. Right, get a new hair transplant,
so
buddy.
So they're going to try to make Roy Moore out to be the Grinch should he win this election, and, of course, Donald Trump as well. And they're going to try to hang the albatross of Roy Moore and Donald Trump on all the other senatorial and House candidates, right? And so the remedy is that I propose, and it already is happening naturally in Arizona and Tennessee, with Kelly Ward in Arizona and Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. Anything you see in common there? Kelly Ward, Marsha Blackburn, what do they have in common? Without knowing anything else about them.
Well, I know one thing, they're women.
Exactly.
How about that, you know?
Exactly. Exactly my point. Now, I'm not talking about, because I got some blowback last night from our dear friend Willie, I'm not talking about just running out a bunch of women and running them as women. In other words, elect the Republicans because they got a bunch of women. What I'm saying is find highly qualified, very conservative, very pro-Trump women, get them in the primary, give them a good chance to win, because if you stack the deck with candidates, many of them women, they don't all have to be, like Rick Scott's a good fit for Florida, but if you have a lot of women, it's going to neutralize the fire that's going to be coming from the other side, right? If we prayed out a bunch more white men and white old men like Roy Moore, it's going to stick. But if we parade out not so many white men,
no,
and a nice...
No, you'd be disarming them right on the spot. And I think that would be terrific.
Right. And I'm going for quality women who are capable of doing the job. And they're out there. We know that.
Without a doubt.
Look at DeVos. Mm-hmm. Look at McMahon. Okay?
Yep.
Look at Nikki Haley. They are there. They can be found, and it would... There. They can be found, and it would neutralize the Roy Moore factor. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. We got another whole hour to go.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. We're still live and prime to go. You can call us as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios at 407-774-8255. I am Christopher Hart, along with Michael McBath. We're now joined by John Barros. Good to see you, JB.
Oh, man, it's awesome to be here.
All right, and we, of course, still have Nick LoCicero on the bridge. Once again, that number is 407-774-8255. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And as I said, we're here tonight, of course, in the Relax and Comfort Studios. But tomorrow night, we're going to be at Cafe Positano as part of our Merry Mission Christmas, a 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon presented by Thompson Jewelers and the Salem Media Group here in Orlando. And it's to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission downtown, where they have two facilities, one facility for men and the other facility for families, women, and children. And it's a great organization, faith-based organization. They bring people to Christ, and they've been doing it for 70 years. So they know what they're doing at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. For people who find themselves homeless, oftentimes it's because they lost a job or had a medical, emergency. Whatever reason, when they come to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, the only question they have is, do you want to get yourself back on your feet? because it's a hand up there, not a hand out. So we're giving them a hand up as well, and we would like you to help us by making a donation. Now, you can come and join us tomorrow night at Cafe Positano. And if you come down there and you join us and you make a donation, we're going to be giving out some coupons for Cafe Positano, and we'll give out some gift certificates. And so you'll be able to dine there at a discount if you make a donation.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, think of all our contest winners.
Yeah, and if you've
they've
won
come down
already.
We're staying afterwards to dine anyway. So,
yeah, so if
any
you,
questions or anybody you want to tell something to, you know what?
Yeah, we'll be doing a live remote broadcast, and then we're going to stick around and have dinner there so you can join us. And if you've got those gift certificates that you've won, a prize or whatever, you're welcome to bring that down. Now, if you make a donation and we give you another one, you can't combine the two, but you can certainly use one tomorrow
or
one later
Chris,
on.
If they have those gift certificates for $20 and they have no place to put them, I will be there collecting them for future events.
All right. But anyway, at any rate, we'd like you to come out and join us tomorrow night. We'll be doing a live remote broadcast 5 to 7. Then we're going to stick around and have dinner all at Cafe Positano. Okay. And then Friday, we're going to be at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission itself down there on West Washington Street, I believe it is. Anyway,
right, downtown.
We'll give you all the details on that tomorrow. That's going to be at the center where they have families and kids and stuff. So it's a great organization, great people running it, doing great things there, great people taking advantage of it. So please help us. This is another way we can help make America great again. All right. And if you'd like to make a donation tonight or some other time during the week, you can call them at 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. That's a dedicated line. But mention that you heard about it on our radio show, if you don't mind. That's 888-234-8800. And, you know, what John does and the church that he has backing him up is faith-based, bringing people, bringing Christ to people, and bringing people to Christ. And that's, and you've said it on the show so many times, that's the element that makes it all work, is Christ.
Yes, sir.
Coming into these people's lives and or people opening themselves up to Christ who's already there. They've just closed the door.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, once again, this works, and we can help them out. And once again, this radiothon is going all the rest of this week through Sunday. So if you make a donation tonight and you win the lottery tomorrow, you can make another donation the next
day. But you know what? The stock market went up, so all of you people have 401k, take a couple dollars out of that and hand it to them.
That's right. All right. So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow night. All right, so the duel in Alabama is on. There are robocall duels going on tonight. President Trump's making robocalls for Roy Moore, and Joe Biden and Barack Obama are making robocalls for the other guy, Jones, Doug Jones. He might have been better off just going on his own.
I don't think they're real receptive to Barack Obama. I think they'd be, even if they're a Democrat, like, get out of here.
And they brought in Cory Booker. They're trying to motivate the black voters in Alabama. The polls are all over the place. But if I were going to place a small bet, I would put it on Roy Moore's nose. But we'll find out tomorrow evening. It'll be after our show when we find out. The polls will close 8 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock their time. They're on Central Time. And so it'll be sometime after our show. And depending on how close it is, it'll be depending on how late it goes into the night. I don't think it's going to go as late as last year's election night.
No.
But we won't know until probably 10, 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
What do you think? It'll be 800,000 votes cast, or what was the number?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know the sheer numbers, but normally for an election like this,
it's only like 25% of the voters.
Right.
Right.
Now, you would think that because of the stakes that the numbers would be higher, but because of the nature of the accusations, that might keep people away from the polls. So it's going to be an interesting case study to see what happens tomorrow night. And once again, the Democrats are thinking whether Moore wins or loses, they're going to come away as winners, because if Moore wins, that they'll be able to hang that, in their minds, albatross against all other Republican candidates next year. Like I said, they'll definitely try to do that. It'll be up to the Republicans to come up with a strategy to thwart it.
What I'm trying to figure out, when they do these robocalls, like with Barack Obama? Like, what does this call go like? Hi, you know, I'm President Obama. I kept you people in poverty for the last 8 years. You've got to be happy about that. I've kept your educational standards down.
I got a feeling that, it doesn't go quite like that.
How does it actually go when he calls up and does a robocall, you know?
No, it doesn't quite go like that.
You know, Judge Roy Moore, he's got the wrong people stumping for him.
You think so?
If he'd have had Nick Saban doing the robocall,
Yeah, without a doubt.
Right?
But you know what? I bet you Nick Saban would go neutral. I mean, he has to go neutral.
Yeah, he's a little
There's a lot of reasons, you know.
But, and I'm going to come back to this Roy Moore thing here in just a few minutes, because the media is also using this as an angle to go after the core supporter of Donald Trump. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I want to go over some of the other news, too. You had the terrorist attack this morning in a subway station right there at Times Square in New York. The bomb evidently fizzled out. Now there are conflicting reports. Earlier, the Port Authority had said the guy purposely detonated it. Now they're saying maybe he didn't purposely detonate it. But the bottom line is death took a holiday today because it could have been much worse. The person who was hurt the worst was the perpetrator himself. He's in Bellevue with some severe burns. There were some other four or five other people that had minor injuries.
Don't you wonder now, he was talking about how they learned this. You know, I guess you go on the internet and the website and everything to teach you. You know, you would think that we should be patrolling these internets. I'm not sure you should be teaching everybody how to build bombs and, poison and everything else. In all seriousness, what are we doing?
Let me tell you something.
Does it make any sense? I don't know.
I know from experience now that Twitter is monitoring all the tweets pretty closely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, get this, Nick, I got bumped off Twitter. I got suspended from Twitter. And let me tell you why.
What was that for? I can think of a few things.
It happened a couple of weeks ago from a tweet that I sent out back in June. Okay,
right.
Here's what happened. I forget what it was. There was like something happened in a bunch of migration in Germany or something like that.
Okay.
And a tweet went out and I replied, this means now that there's going to be more. I forget how I worded it. There'll be more gays who might be pushed off building tops or something like that. So Twitter comes back 5 months later and says that you can't be making any kind of threatening tweets.
Yeah, that's not threatening.
No.
It's just a reference to.
Right. And what I was saying is there was a threat there, but it wasn't for me.
Right. You were just referencing.
I was trying to alert people, if anything else.
They're teaching how to make bombs and stuff.
And they get away with it.
I mean, I can't figure this out. You know, they teach you how to do bombs.
By the way, how to join ISIS. I had to delete it, and then I was in the penalty box for 12 hours. Has that ever happened to you yet?
No, not yet.
Ah, you haven't made the grade.
I don't know, Chris. I'm a little embarrassed hanging around. You know?
It was only a matter of time, right?
You know, Chris Hart, that radical from the right.
but see, because I had used the word gay.
Right.
And
that's a reference point.
In the same sentence with being pushed off the roof, probably their algorithm or whatever it is brings that up.
Yeah.
Even though I was saying,
right, we got it.
You know, Islamic terrorists will be doing this. And by the way, I've seen tweets from other people saying the same thing.
Right.
So so they have the capability, and Facebook does as well. They have the capability to be monitoring these sites that if they're suspicious of, they can do two things.
Mm-hmm.
They can either shut them down or they can turn them over to law enforcement.
I'd like to see them turn them over to law enforcement. I think they should be investigated. I think this is insane that we teach people how to murder people, how to use weapons, how to use all types of biological...
Let's take this guy today, for instance. He's here from Bangladesh. He was part of the chain migration. Some other member of his family evidently won the lottery, and he came over as part of the big family group, you see?
He didn't look suspicious or anything, did he?
If you see him walking down the street...
Oh, I wouldn't have...
Are you going to point at him and say, there goes an Islamic terrorist?
No, but if he was carrying an knapsack, I'm not sure I'd stay in the same side of the road.
The bottom line is that he the millions of people that in New York, he fits right in.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
All right, he lived in Brooklyn for like 3 years up there. And he had some jobs. I mean, there weren't, you know.
His employment history was pretty poor.
It was right.
Pretty poor.
Right. But, you know, he came here as a Bangladeshi, you know, in America. And so the whole idea of chain migration and lottery migration is wrong because these people aren't necessarily, shall we say, enamored with the idea of coming to the United States. It turns out this guy that just a couple of months ago ran the Home Depot truck down the bike path,
right.
He had won the lottery. Turns out he told the authorities he didn't even really want to come here. But because he won the lottery, the family said, oh, you got to go. And then we're all going to go, too. This is great. And so it's ridiculous. And, of course, the president's the only one basically out there saying he wants to do something about it. Now, Roy Moore tweeted out a bunch about it today. This is what resonates with the American public right now. They want security.
Mm-hmm.
And security doesn't come from just letting any old body into the country and then hoping that they're going to be good citizens.
But then you love de Blasio today again with his statement like he actually did something to prevent it. He didn't have anything to do with preventing this. It showed how simple it would be to do this because no one stopped this guy. This guy could have his whole body cavities filled with something that blows up, right?
Yeah.
No one stopped him.
No.
No one's going to stop it.
No, the New Yorkers didn't
you
say
keep
anything.
Keep him out of the country.
Right.
That's what you do.
That's the bottom line. You make it so that people who come to this country actually want to come to this country to be American citizens, not to do us harm. Now, is any system foolproof? No.
No.
But the system we have right now is full of fools.
It's too laissez-faire. You know, we'll just say, hey, that's cool. That make me feel good. Hey, buddy, you're not going to feel good when you blow up 100 people.
No. It is proof of fools.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to kind of go back to the Roy Moore thing because attacks are being made with Roy Moore as a proxy, not just on, say, Donald Trump because of the allegations that women have made about him, but they're also using him as a proxy to attack a huge swath of Donald Trump's supporters.
Did you see Megyn Kelly's show today? They had three of Trump's accusers on the show, Chris.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been saying this. Yeah. It's going to happen. So, you know, get ready for it.
You thought Megyn would have learned. She didn't go do too well once she separated from Trump.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, but we hope you won't separate us on your radio dial there from you. So please stick around for more of the American Adversaries, and we're going to talk about this group that they are focused in on again, you might say. We'll be right back. And you're probably one of them. We'll see what I'm talking about on the other side.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy sailing in February or March of 2018 and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
The show, Sweet Home Alabama, is going to be sweet home for somebody tomorrow night. Somebody's going to be kind of bitter there.
Chris, have you ever been at the University of Alabama? I got to tell you, I went there a couple years ago. Penn State played Alabama. These people are the nicest people we ever met. And they were really nice when we lost the game. It was, oh, it's so nice having you here, you know, even though we killed you. It was so nice. You
know? Yeah, they're nice unless you're from Auburn.
I know.
If you're from Auburn, they're not quite so nice. All right. By the way, Auburn is sort of the blue-collar town, and Alabama, was it Tuscaloosa, is more the
sort
elite.
Sort of the upscale,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes.
Now, remember,
yes,
Auburn's the enemy of UCF coming up in Peach Bowl, which we'll get into soon.
Yep. By the way, Kathy Santomassino has been running a Facebook feature called The Perv of the Day.
Right.
And since this is going to be a real short break here, I want to get to today's pervs. There's two. One is Mario Batali.
I know exactly who he is. He's a chef.
Yes. I guess it's called The Chew?
That's right. No, this is a big time. He has an enterprise worth like $250 million, and he's a big time pervert.
Well, he's on the list today, sexual harassment allegations. Yep. And get this, the second one is Tom Ashbrook. Have you ever heard of Tom Ashbrook?
I don't know him.
Neither do I.
Oh, great. Thanks for asking me then.
But he's a, get this, he's a radio talk show host.
Oh, a swinging guy. Where is he from?
I don't know.
From South Philly, loves all the chicks.
He's not from around here. All right. So anyway, you'll find that on our Facebook page, American Adversaries. When we come back, I want to talk about the attacks that are being ramped up again against evangelicals. And against evangelicals. The attacks go something like this. Evangelicals are ruining their faith by voting for Donald Trump and Roy Moore. I want to get John Barros' opinion about that when we come back. He's also going to give us an update on that abortion center downtown. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The first ever futures contract for the digital currency Bitcoin closed Monday at $18,545, ending its initial day of trading with a 20% gain. The futures allow investors to bet on the direction of Bitcoin, but do not involve actual Bitcoin. President Trump says a bomb blast in Manhattan highlights the need for an immigration overhaul. Mr. Trump said Monday that the U.S. must fix its lax immigration system, which allows far too many dangerous, inadequately vetted people into the country. The president also pointed to his travel ban as an example of the kind of policy that needs to be put in place. On Wall Street, the Dow by 57 points, the NASDAQ rose 35, the S&P advanced 8, oil up to $57.99 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL AM 660 and FM 105.5. You better tune in or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right, somebody's going to get taught a lesson tomorrow night in Alabama. Of course, we'll be here Wednesday to talk about it. But tomorrow night, we're going to be doing a live remote broadcast to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission from Cafe Positano. And if you come down there and make a donation, we're going to give you coupons, and there'll be gift certificates and things. So please come on out and join us. We'll be doing the live remote for there, of course, from 5 to 7. And then we're going to stick around and partake of the cuisine ourselves.
It's always fun in that back room. Plenty of room for others to join, right, Chris? Now, it'll be pretty exciting.
When he says the back room, don't get any wrong
ideas. The back room. No, that's the back room.
We don't want to end up on that list we were just talking about. Room, All right. This morning on The Morning Joke, they played some clips of Frank Luntz's focus group from Alabama, where they were talking about Roy Moore, and these were Republicans and why they were or weren't going to vote for Roy Moore, and they pretty much to a one were going to vote for Roy Moore. And about half of them, and the group was what, about a dozen people?
Yeah.
And half of them didn't believe the women's accusations. And the ones who did said, but, you know, that was 40 years ago, and he's, you know, he's basically been a good man.
So you got 100% going for Roy Moore.
All right. So when they go back to the studio with the joke and the jokesters, a few of them are giggling and laughing. All right. And so Mika has to speak up and says, now we got to talk about this seriously now. And the morning joke is on this tirade, and he's actually been on it since last year, that evangelicals who vote for Donald Trump are undermining the religion. Because Donald Trump is not worthy of being a representative, shall we say, of the people who believe in Christ.
But Mika,
nor is he worthy of being a representative of Christ himself.
But you shouldn't throw stones, right? Mika and Joe were cheating on their mates while they were having this little love twist, and now they're telling you that?
Well, not only that, but Joe himself, as we've told you, when he was a congressman from up there in Florida.
Right. He had that problem.
He had an intern who ended up, she died in his office. Now, it was from a skull fracture. The medical examiner originally said that it could not have happened by accident, but later changed the report to say that she had a heart attack, fell and hit her head on a corner of a desk, and that's what caused the skull fracture.
She was 28 years old, had a heart attack.
That's what they said.
What's the odds of that?
A few months later, the Morning Joke resigns after just having been reelected to Congress.
Now, why did he resign? Not sure.
Well, when dead interns show up in your office and you don't really have good explanations, I guess that might have something to do with it. So after a while, he shows up on the Don Imus show. You remember Don Imus?
Oh, I do, right. Out of New York City, man.
Right. And Don Imus is on there joking about interns dying in his office, and he basically laughs at the joke. So perhaps the joke one day will be on him. But what they're doing is they're saying that evangelicals are betraying the religion because they're voting for someone who's unworthy. John, what say you?
Nobody's worthy.
Very well put.
Okay.
How about that? Nobody's worthy. I mean, and they're saying that they're not worthy to represent Christ as the president. Is that what you were saying he was saying?
That plus that anyone who votes for Donald Trump and claims to be an evangelical who believes in Christ is in fact not, that they are fooling themselves, that if you vote for Donald, you can't be a believer in Christ if you vote for Donald Trump, and of course not also if you vote for Roy Moore.
Really?
So I think you put it quite succinctly. My impression was they don't understand what it means to be a believer in Christ.
Right. We're not worthy. We're not worthy to represent him.
And
I mean, even as in a public position or whatever, I mean, we need to follow God's law.
Right.
And I haven't been following President Trump really closely, but I think he is.
Well, let's just put it this way. What did you feel, or what did you think, or both, last week when you heard that he was going to recognize and that he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel?
Well, you know, that's totally his choice as the president. I don't know. I don't find anything specific. I don't care where Israel's capital is. I really don't. But I know a lot of people do. I don't understand why. But as far as being worthy, I don't understand, especially when I look at the left and those guys and what they think their person is worthy. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
No, I mean, you look at what the left represents in a sense of moral stance over all these last 40, 50 years. They're not worthy of anything. I mean, the reality is, look at the lying, look at the corruption, look at the perversion, look at what they promote. And they're going to start throwing stones at Donald Trump and say, Donald Trump, you're not worthy?
But you see, that's just it. Mm. You see, this is the point I'm trying to make here, is this is an attack that's not so much for Donald Trump, but for his supporters. What they're saying, they're trying to intimidate people who consider themselves to be evangelicals and, you know, believers in Jesus Christ. They're trying to intimidate them and say, by saying, if you're a believer, how can you vote for this guy?
But you know what? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you certainly have, you know, you have foundation, you have strength in many ways where these people are morally hollow.
Well, so, I think if you really understand the faith, you also understand that we're all, as John put it, sinners.
Right.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing what you said.
That's absolutely correct.
It'd be when you said, is anybody worthy? I mean,
who should throw the first stone, right?
Right. And the Bible is full of instances where God has used imperfect people for his plan.
He only uses imperfect people.
But there you go.
If you show me one in the Bible, there's not one.
No, there's not. I mean, even King David, right?
Especially King David.
Right. He's probably the worst of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's held as very highly regarded, right? Because he did achieve great things for God.
And his son built your temple and Jerusalem also.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the point I'm trying to make is evangelicals vote for Donald Trump because they understand that he is the vessel, in fact, to protect the faith and allow the faith to spread its wings again. Did you vote for, you voted for Trump, didn't you?
I didn't.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, but I can't. I mean, I'm a Canadian.
Oh, well. If you did, let us know.
No.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that, you know. Is that funny?
But, you know, nobody's worthy. Nobody's worthy. But I think evangelicals, at least the ones I speak to, think that Donald Trump's going to do more than the other guys would do in regards to their faith.
That's the bottom line.
And that's pretty much what it is. I don't even know if he's a believer. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, there's no way to know. We can't read somebody's heart. We can't.
You know, that's a good question. But I got a feeling, and this is just a feeling, so I'll throw it out there, is that before he ran for president, he was probably your Easter, you know, Christmas Eve Christian. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because we all know them, they go to church on these special occasions. And it had a loose, you know,
correct
faith. But what he's been through now, I do believe, has strengthened his faith tremendously.
It would strengthen mine, I'll tell you, tremendous. If I had to do what he's doing, I don't know how people do it. But
it's also because he's around a different quality people.
Yeah.
And the influence that is on him now is much more faith-based.
Yeah.
So, it's rubbing off on
him. But the faith-based aspect is also who can lift people out of poverty, too.
Right.
You know, and the answer was very, did you want Barack Obama, who knew nothing about an economy, who proved it, unfortunately, or do you want a businessman who was truly successful? I understand why these people would go to Donald Trump. It didn't have to be that he was the greatest religious person in the world, but who could lift the most people out of poverty and give people a better life in our society today? It's right. Donald Trump.
Right.
And you know, that's why people need to know who God is. And just happen to have a couple of really good series here. I think it's 18, 23-minute DVDs on
the
who God is,
the
his attributes.
The attributes of God.
And we're giving them away. So
yeah, well, we got some phone callers on the line now. When we clear up some lines, we'll give those away. By the way, I just got this from Nostradamus. He says, as a Christian, I am constantly seeking to gain the approval of liberal extremists. No, I'm not. But that's what the morning jokesters, in essence, this is all about. It's to intimidate us so that we will please them. You see, fortunately, once again, they are showing that they do not at all understand what it means to be a staunch Catholic or an evangelical, born-again believer in Christ. They just do not understand what that means, and so they're missing the ball here. Let's get some phone calls in. Mike is up first. Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm fine. How are you guys doing? Happy holidays.
Good.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
You too, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I was, you know, I'm imperfect for sure, and somebody asked me the other day if I knew where I was going, and I said wherever the Lord tells me. I'm going to plead guilty and throw myself on the mercy of the court. And they said, no, that's not right, but God gave me free will, they didn't, so I get to believe what I'd like. But whenever John's on, I love hearing his perspective on things. And I want to know, if our rights are given to us by God, how did the Supreme Court usurp God's will by giving women the right to abort their child? I think if somebody went and made the argument that you can't give somebody that right because God certainly wouldn't.
Well, that's the crux of the argument, though, and it gets down to science, and it gets down to, you know, when is the fetus a child? Of course, in our mind, it's from conception on, but that's the case. That's the argument that has to be proved in front of the Supreme Court, because they're trying to balance the woman's constitutional rights with those of the child. So you got two individuals involved. So they're once again, the court tried to seek a balance, but they made a mistake. Everybody knows that Roe v. Wade was a bad decision. I'll give you time to make one more point, then I got to move on because I'm short on time.
Well, my wife's an ultrasound technician, and they're taught that life begins at conception. So and that's the scientific angle. It begins right then because the splitting of the cells starts.
Exactly.
So it's interesting, you know, they talk about us hating science, and yet science proves God exists more often than not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Thanks, Mike.
Well,
I appreciate that. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, it's when the fertilized egg first splits from basically one cell into two, it's when your DNA is designated for the rest of your life. And the only thing that happens from that moment on is you grow. You grow older. That's it. That's the only thing that changes after your designation of DNA, which is when the fertilized egg goes from being that one fertilized egg into splits into two cells. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're going to have to be fast because I'm running up against the clock. Thank you for calling, though. Are you there, Rick?
Democrat ever to win.
Go ahead. Start again, please.
Thanks for your gift package. I think I'm the first Democrat ever to win a gift package.
I don't know if you are. Not on our show, anyway. I hope not. But anyway, I certainly hope it won't be the last one either. Go ahead, though.
You know, the Republican
You're welcome,
Party,
by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. Have a nice holiday.
Yeah, you know, by the way, that was Mike here that voted for you that
That's
night.
Exactly right. I thought that was a great idea. We don't discriminate on talent.
Should I say?
I got to be nice to him. I got to be nice to him, even though I disagree with everything he says.
That's all right.
That's fine. You do it in a civil way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Republican Party, you know, used to be the party of civil rights, and a lot of them know more today. If you read Moore's presidential statements about slavery, this country is more united despite slavery, allowing an abusive husband custody of a child because the woman was lesbian and, you know, things like that. If he was a Democrat, you'd be all over him for these statements. I just don't. The women, a lot of them are probably telling the truth. You've compromised your party.
Yeah. Well,
I Richard Shelby and some of those, I commend them.
Right. Shelby, of course, is the other senator from Alabama who said he voted for somebody else. Well, I appreciate your perspective. In a lot of people's minds, it always gets down to the lesser of two evils. And in a lot of Republicans' mind, even though some of the things you say may bother them, the Democrat bothers them even more. And in the case of Doug Jones, he's for, you know, abortion right up until, you know, the last day of 9 months gestation period. So, you know, when Republicans see that, they just say, well, Moore may not be all that great, but he's better than that. Anyway, thanks, Rick, and appreciate it, and look forward to your contest entry for our contest Thursday. You got to come up with a Christmas card and something to say to whoever you would send it to. Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take Alfred's phone call, and we'll give away a couple of DVDs called The Tributes of God. What is God really all about, right?
Yep, who he is.
Who he is. If you really want to know, we got it right here. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
See, do you recognize this one?
Star Wars or something, right?
No, but
what's
that
coming out? Now, Nick, you know something's coming out in the next day or so. Yes, yeah, see? Not in his hand. I know something.
That music is coming later this week.
Okay.
All right. This is from the all-time greatest, best movie ever made, bar none. Mm-hmm. The all-time greatest. Got everything in it. It's got a sea battle. It's got a chariot race. It's got a love story, and it's all wrapped up around the greatest story ever told, Ben-Hur. 1958 version, Charlton Heston.
That's right, yep.
All right, so persecution has been happening for a long time, and God's used to it, right? And so are his believers. And that's what's happening here, persecution by people who are trying to intimidate people who believe in a different political sense, and they're using every avenue that they can. Intimidate them for their faith. Intimidate them for whatever reason. And it's just not going to work. But before we go any further, John would like to ask us for some special prayers.
Yeah, I mean, this segment being on this week because of the Roy Moore thing and everything, we're not going to get to have a normal, regular kind of time here.
You know, John will be back next week, though. but in the meantime, we need some prayer action, big time.
People in Orlando area, my pastor, R.C. Sproul, is in a hospital, and he's been sedated since a week ago Friday, and he's seriously, seriously ill. And I was just going to ask people if they would pray for him. I don't know anybody that has impacted Christianity in our generation more than him. Anybody even close as far as teaching and building up the church. And he's just having a time of need, his wife Vesta and Sherry, his daughter, and all the families over there. And it's just a really tough time at our church. I know he has built several churches here in Orlando. He started them. I know St. Paul's, Orangewood, and, of course, St. Andrew's where he's at. He's founded Reformed Theological Seminary in Oviedo. He's had a huge impact in Orlando as well. But I would just ask that if everybody out there would please pray for him. He's been my backbone out there at that clinic all this time, and I just ask that people would pray.
That's for Pastor R.C. Sproul, and God will know who you're talking about. I'll guarantee you that. So please do pray.
One other thing too, John. Congratulations. Tell me a little bit about your son, the accomplishment. I'm so proud of that. Just
Well, my son Jesse's graduating with aeronautical engineering degree on Saturday, and then Sunday, he's commissioned in the Air Force as a lieutenant. So
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yep. That's awesome. I want to go back to the phone lines, but we do have a line open. If you would like a copy of The Attributes of God, call us right now. By Stephen Lawson. Call us at 407-774-8255. The Attributes of God, 407-774-8255. Let's go to Alfred. Alfred, how you doing tonight? And I got to ask you to be right to the point. Sure. I'm down to just a couple of minutes.
Yes, sir. I know the lie detectors are not admissible in court, but how about putting all these ladies on the lie detectors? Maybe the opinion of the public will work.
Well, you'd have to put Roy Moore on it too, but if they're all willing to do it.
If he has nothing to hide, he would accept it too.
Right. By the way, that the candidate for governor here in Florida, I think you pronounce his name Latvala or Latvala or something
right.
like that.
Uh-huh.
He took a lie detector test and he passed it. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Well, everybody should be on a lie detector, even like I said, if it's not accepted in the courts, but opinion of the people.
What you're looking for is something to go on. I mean, there's just so very little to go on. When it's he said, she said, what do you do? Thanks, Alfred. God bless you. Appreciate you being out there. Let's go to Aubrey Kahn. Hey, Aubrey, and you got to be quick because I'm...
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
I'm surprised John Burroughs didn't mention that God has used the Democrat Party, and it's written in the Old Testament.
Do you know what he's referring to?
Does anybody ever know what he's referring to?
Can you be more specific?
He used a donkey to...
Yes, I got you, yes.
He referenced.
the Jack, you know what. Got it, Aubrey. God bless you. Thanks
so
much.
Have a good evening, folks.
You too. All right, The Attributes of God. We're going off the air here in a couple of minutes, but if you'll call right now, we do have a couple of lines open. The Attributes of God, 407-774-8255. I see Nick is on the phone right now, so somebody's called in to get one. So when the line opens... go ahead and try. And The Attributes of God, and that is compliments of John Barrows. And once again, please do pray for Pastor R.C. Sproul. He has impacted so many lives here in Central Florida in such a positive way. Many people haven't even met him, don't even know who he is. But because of John Barrows and what they do downtown and the support that St. Andrews gives John and these other folks and the women if they need it, it's just tremendous what this man has been able to accomplish. So we'd like him to accomplish a little bit more in this world before goes to the next. But just please, R.C. Sproul. And then once again, tomorrow night we're going to be at Cafe Positano. But Saturday, Mike and I are going to be golfing.
You're going to play a little bit of golf.
Eagle Creek,
which is down by Lake Nona. And it's $75 to play. Normally it's $100, but if you mention American Adversaries, Chris, you have the number of Charlie Heggie, which we can read out.
Yep.
It'll be a group of professional players. One addition was Reggie Branch is going to play Saturday. And he will take two guys. If you want to play with a cart, and he's not a bad golfer. So if you're two guys sitting out there, pretty reasonable golfers, you might have a chance to win with this collection of individuals.
It'll be a lot of fun. Call Charlie Heggie at 850-259-6334. That's Charlie Heggie at 850-259-6334.
This is Eagle Creek.
Don't forget, that night you can go to Canterbury for a great annual holiday wild game dinner. It's only $35. You'll get venison, wild boar, elk, game hen, and...